So we're a neighborhood empowerment agency, pretty much. We also make sure that there's equitable development, empowerment for residents, make sure that they have a voice in decision making.
Hoping is as they're building Heartwood up, that they're also considering the residents that are still there, and they're not trying to move and centralize Black businesses in this community.
It's not going to be fully integrated. They can put that on paper and say what they intend.
And I can tell you, nobody in a low to mid income is going to be able to live there. Not hardly.
If you're going to make it mixed use and you're going to be in your city commission meetings and your project meetings and all those, and you're going to talk one thing so you can get the funding, and you better be ready to do it. Do it that way.
So I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm not saying it's intentional either. As bad as our housing deficits are in these type of communities, we should have been intentional about what we were building in that area or what we were allowing to be built in that area. And I understand that some things are out of our control, especially when developers are not from here.
If they're going to be a mixed-use community, that we should have all stakeholders at the table every time something is being built in that community. So my hope is that the city is as involved and not just sitting on a dais talking. They're also making sure that they make policies, create policies that are favorable for communities that exist and that are able to protect us from state policies that have no consideration for local issues.